Listening second.
再度音声を聞き、次の質問に対する最も適切な答えをそれぞれ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
For centuries, sailors have told stories about monster waves as tall as a 9 or 10 story building that suddenly rise in the middle of the ocean. And those who live on land, having never seen them,have dismissed stories of these waves as fairy tales. But new evidence confirms that monster waves do happen much more often than anyone thought. In 1978, a German cargo ship disappeared in the middle of the Atlantic. Investigators recovered a lifeboat that showed signs of having been struck by an extreme force. The lifeboats on that ship,had been stored 20 meters above the water. Then, in 1995, a huge wave hit an oil drilling platform off Norway during a hurricane. 12-meter waves were hitting the platform. Everyone was inside to escape the storm, so no one saw the monster wave, but laser equipment measured it at 26 meters high.Scientists were shocked and began using satellite images to locate and count these monster waves. A study of 1 3-week period in 2003, using 30,000 satellite images, found 10 waves that were 25 meters or more in height. How can this phenomenon be explained? The standard theory treats waves as individuals that grow larger.When one wave overtakes and merges with another. But a new theory suggests that waves can organize themselves into groups, which tend to stay together over time. According to that theory, waves within groups can pass energy to each other and create terrifying waves. The sea is really unpredictable, and yet,We still try to prepare for the most dangerous ocean events. As global warming pumps more energy into the Earth's wind and ocean systems, these extraordinary events are likely to become more frequent. That is why new approaches and designs are being developed so that ships and oil platforms can survive the devastating impact of monster waves. Listen again. For centuries, sailors have told stories about monster waves as tall as a 9 or 10 story building that suddenly rise in the middle of the ocean. And those who live on land, having never seen them, have dismissed stories of these waves as fairy tales. But new evidence confirms that monster waves do happen much more often than anyone thought.In 1978, a German cargo ship disappeared in the middle of the Atlantic. Investigators recovered a lifeboat that showed signs of having been struck by an extreme force. The lifeboats on that ship had been stored 20 meters above the water. Then, in 1995, a huge wave hit an oil drilling platform off Norway during a hurricane. 12-meter waves were hitting the platform. Everyone was inside to escape the storm, so no one saw the monster wave. But laser equipment measured it at 26 meters high. Scientists were shocked and began using satellite images to locate and count these monster waves. A study of 1 3-week period in 2003,using 30,000 satellite images, found 10 waves that were 25 meters or more in height. How can this phenomenon be explained? The standard theory treats waves as individuals that grow larger when one wave overtakes and merges with another. But a new theory suggests that waves can organize themselves into groups, which tend to stay together over time.According to that theory, waves within groups can pass energy to each other and create terrifying waves. The sea is really unpredictable, and yet we still try to prepare for the most dangerous ocean events. As global warming pumps more energy into the Earth's wind and ocean systems, these extraordinary events are likely to become more frequent. That is why new approaches and designs are being developed so that ships and oil platforms can survive the devastating impact of monster waves.